There comes a time where we feel as if we fall short of our calling. And when we are in that fear, and I am choosing my words wisely here, when we are in that fear, we don't move. If you've ever watched movies, scary movies, horror movies, you see that a person freezes when a monster is in front of them, or a murderer or whatever is in front of them. And it's the crippling fear that causes a person not to move. Many times, especially if you've been listening consistently to this podcast, I always talk about God doesn't give us a spirit of fear. And I change it up and I say concern. But as an entrepreneur, I've watched people and even myself over the past few years be crippled in their own fear of success. What does that have to do with visions and dreams? It has to do with whatever God has told you to do or shown you about yourself and your future. Some people run towards it because it's easy to keep moving and not be disobedient. But those who are crippled by fear, knowing it's something they've asked for, they are hindered in many ways. And that is fear. Time and time again, we as ministry leaders will say to someone, pray, fast, get in God's face for help, deliverance, and healing. It's hard for people to be cognizant of what is crippling them when they continuously run while standing still. I'm sharing this today because as a woman who knows she has a lot ahead of her and that God has anointed her for helping people through many processes, I too have been crippled with fear of my success for other people. This is bad because if God were to call me home tonight, God forbid he does, but if he were to call me home tonight, I would not have accomplished what I needed to accomplish for other people. Not for me, but for other people. I need to do what he said to do for someone else. Who's watching me? Who's watching me? Many people. Today I was honored with something and I was so like, how? How was I honored for this? And in my mind, all these things started rushing to my head. The conversations I have with people who are in higher positions than me. The conversations and meetings that I've had in the past 45 days in order to help others see from a perspective of a community what needs to be done because I'm in that community. I've never said anything in a higher volume or octave, a voice octave, like yelling, but I have said in a way that I have experienced and I am qualified to say. Yet still, I look around at people and I see this fear. I am encouraged right now by a client of mine who is also a friend, and I see how she has moved past her own fear by continuously jumping into the waters of her business, of her life, of her organization, of herself, even without a life vest, a life jacket. And I'm encouraged because, one, I've helped her to push past that. But that is one person, knowing that they are many. Many people watching and looking and desiring. People desire more of their lives, and sometimes they look to others to confirm what that desire is. I'm here to tell you that if you are continuously walking in fear, that you have to allow the person that God has put in place for you, even if you are afraid of what that person may say, God has put you in a place to receive from them so that you can break out of the shell of fear. It's crippling you. It is keeping you from grasping on to those visions and those dreams and running with the message that is also from the messenger. Think about where you are right now. Ask God to give you clarity. Yes, I'm also going to say you need to fast and pray. You need to make note. Everyone should have a journal. But you also need to accept the fact that right now there is a fear, and you need to change that to concern, and you need to change that into being committed to the assignment that God has anointed you for. And there it is. And there you have it. And God bless you as you go forth.